This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, October 4th. God's word to you today is engrave it. Our scripture reading is taken from John 10, verses 28 to 29 from the Amplified Version, and it says, "And I give them eternal life, and they will never, ever, by any means, perish, and no one will ever snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater and more mightier than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands." John 10, verses 24 to 26 says, "So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, 'How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly.' Jesus answered, 'I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep.'" In other words, you do not belong to me. That must have been a very heavy blow. Today, we will be wrestling with another question, and it is, why do people ask the same question even when they have been told the answer? Has that ever happened to you? Someone asks you something, you tell them the answer, and then they come back and ask the same question again. Why do people do that? Many times when people ask you a question, they already have a preconceived answer. They know what they want. They are asking and you are answering, but it is not adding up for them. So they ask again, and your answer still does not add up to what their preconceived answer is. Most times, they go ahead to do what they want to do. They did not want to listen to you in the first place. They just wanted someone to tick or approve what they had in mind. If you do not line up with it, they do not get it. It is not that they are evil people. They are just foolish. If you ask a question, you must receive the response. Once you have received the response, do not ask the question again, except you want clarification. Clarification is different. But when you take a position, even though you have been told over and over again, that is totally different. Jesus gives us something that is so comforting, it is unbelievable. In John 10, verses 28 to 29, he says, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. For my Father has given them to me. He is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from my Father's hand." God has given eternal life to his children, to you and I, if you are his. No one can snatch me from God's hands. No one can snatch you from God's hands. It is just so comforting. You can sleep on that day. Take everything you have studied in John 10, wrap it around this truth, and just go to bed cuddling it. Do you know how to cuddle scripture? Lay your head on your pillow and close your eyes, then pause for a few seconds and just think about the scripture, turning it around in your heart. Then personalize the scripture. Say it aloud to yourself. Femi, or insert your name. God has given you eternal life and you will never perish. No one can snatch Olufemi Monehi, insert your name here, away from Jesus. Why? It is because God has given me to Jesus, and God is more powerful than anyone else. Femi, insert your name here. No one can snatch you from the Father's hands. No one means no one. Personalize it and then cuddle it. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, no one can snatch me away from your hands, because you are all powerful. Thank you for eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.